Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
Shine in 2001:9. We have looked at the good, the bad, and the ugly in the Bible. It all began with creation. God created the world in 6 days, and then the fall of Adam and Eve. And before God threw them out of the garden, he made a promise that through the seed of Eve, God would send someone who'd take care of sin, death, and the power of the devil. And that promise went on orally through Seth, the son of Adam and Eve, to Noah. And we learned that people either went one way away from God and created God in their own image, or there were those who followed God, turned the rudder of their ship towards God, drew near to God, and God drew near to them. They walked with God. They called upon the name of the Lord, and the promise through the generations went with those. Noah, after Noah, Shem. And then in the middle of the Old Testament, after the Tower of Babel, we get the call of Abraham. Now, Abraham, his life was about 2000 BC. And God made a covenant with Abraham and said, I will bless you. Your offspring will be like the stars in heaven, and you will be a blessing to the world. Now, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. It was last week that Dr. Spomer spoke to you about 12 points of light. Now, many of you missed my sermon because I didn't preach here last week, but I'm going to encourage you to go to the webpage for our Savior and check on my sermon, because the 12 points of light I spoke about, the 12 names of the sons of Jacob. Reuben, it starts out, behold his son. It ends with Benjamin, my right hand. The 12 names of Jacob's sons tell the gospel story. Check it out. Tonight, I want to take one of those sons. His name is Joseph. And we're going to kind of zero in and take a look at Joseph. Now, he is probably known by many for a coat of many colors. Wow. But tonight, I want you to remember Joseph as a light for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your God and my God, a light of many colors. He shined so bright and in so many different ways. He was like a prism or a rainbow for God. Let's pick up the story in our reading for tonight. Joseph is 17 years old. Can you remember what life was like at 17? For some, that was a long time ago. Oh. Yeah. You want to be liked. You want to be established. You want to get along. When Joseph was 17, he had lived a lifetime in the sense that he had seen a lot. He lived in a very dysfunctional family. He had to witness his uncle and his father not getting along, almost killing each other. His brothers hated him. He had stepbrothers. He had stepmothers. His father married 4 women. If anybody could have stuck his head under a pillow, stayed in his room and played video games and let the world go by, it could have been Joseph. But no. At 17, Joseph shined as a son who followed the God of his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather. He was a son who called upon the name of the Lord. And we would say, walked with God. Tonight I want to talk to you about how he's the object of his father's love. He's the object of his brother's jealousy. And he is the object of God's provisional care. Let's take a look at the object of his father's love. Listen to these words. Now Israel, that's Jacob, loved Joseph more than any other of his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a robe of many colors. Now, if anybody should have known that favoritism really doesn't work and it causes a lot of problems in families, it should have been Jacob. Remember, Esau was loved by his father, and Jacob was loved by his mother, and it caused a bunch of problems. But here in Scripture, this is what we're told. Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his brothers or his other sons. Now, we could say, well, it's because of this, it's because of that. But I'm here to tell you what Scripture says, because he was the son given to him in his old age. Rachel was barren. And in their old age, Rachel and Jacob begot Joseph. Rachel and Isaac begot Joseph. Now, just think about it. Abraham went through this with Isaac. And here we have Jacob. Now think about it. Jacob goes down to the hardware store. Who's going to be tagging along with him? Joseph. Okay? Because where are the other sons? They got the careers. They're married. They're off taking care of things. Joseph is tagging along. I mean, have you ever walked an old dog? When people walk an old dog and they see a puppy, everybody loves a puppy. Well, that was Joseph. Joseph was the puppy. He'd go around and there's my son. Is that your grandson? No, that's my son. Yeah. And he was a son that shined, someone that he could trust, somebody who was right there. He was the object of his father's love. He was Rachel's firstborn. He was there in his old age. We can understand that. Number two, that same boy who's a puppy and everybody should love a puppy, that's not how his brothers looked at him. He was the object of his brother's jealousy. Now, I want you to learn this, if you learn anything from this story. Jealousy kills. Jealousy hurts people. Jealousy is wrong. God's blessing, success, good fortune of others is poison that runs through the bloodstream of the jealous. It'll hurt you, and it will kill you, and it'll hurt others, and we all suffer from it. Scripture tells us clearly, what was the problem with the brothers? They were jealous. Now, it's one thing to dislike a bratty little child or that young brother who's always running around getting all the favors from dad. That's understandable. But what's not understandable, which goes to that next level, is Scripture says they hated him. They hated him even more. When you are jealous, it'll turn to venom. and you'll look for ways to hurt somebody. And we see that in the brothers. Why did they hate Joseph so much? I believe there's three reasons that Scripture makes it very clear. Number one, he gave a bad report to the father. Joseph was the trusted one. Joseph was the one who went out and wrote down. Now, in this series, I've tried to explain to you that people in the Bible, they go this way, away from God. They make God in their own image. They take their rudder and go away. And then there are those who turn towards God. And they know that they're created in the image of God. And that they pay homage to God. And God's the one in charge. That's Joseph. 10 other brothers are going the opposite way. And we know that because we see their jealousy. We see their hate. They want to murder their own brother. They could care less about the commandment, do not murder. And so they disliked him and they hated him, number one, because he gave a bad report. Number two, because he had a coat of many colors. Now, I'm here to tell you, it wasn't the coat that they were jealous over. No. Have you ever received something, I got something, and somebody else got something better or bigger? Okay, it wasn't that obvious. Something inside of you were jealousy. It wasn't the coat. It really was what that coat represented to the other brothers. Okay, it was a coat of being in charge. It was a coat of, I do the reporting. It was the coat of authority. Let me tell you, it takes more grace to play second fiddle well than first fiddle. Let me tell you, the toughest spot on any team, the second spot. These brothers were not going to be second fiddle to the baby, the young one, Joseph. And when he wore that coat, it was the father saying, okay, he's the one who is in charge. And they didn't like that. So Joseph has this coat, and they don't like it. Now, there's a third reason they didn't like Joseph. He was a dreamer. Think about it. Hey, guys, I had a dream. Really, Joseph? Take the coat off and tell us about it. Well, you see, you had sheaves and I had a sheave and your sheaves bowed down to my sheaves. Oh, get this kid out of my face. I'm not going to listen to him. Joseph, get out of here. All right. By the way, I had another dream. This time, the sun and the moon, 11 stars bowed down to me. I want to jump 2,000 years. Because everything that happens in the Old Testament points to the coming of the Messiah. The sun and the moon did not shine. And 11 disciples, not 12, 11. I'll come back 2,000 years. He had a dream. And this time his father, Jacob, is kind of upset. Really? Come on, kid. Am I supposed to take this that mom and I and your brothers are going to bow down to you? And this is what Scripture says. And his brothers are jealous of him. But his father kept the sayings in his mind, and Mary pondered these things in her mind. Not only was he the object of his father's love. He was the object of his brother's jealousy. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. Number three, the object of God's providential care. You could sum up everything that happens to Joseph with this phrase, this verse from the Bible, Romans 8:28. We know, therefore, that those who love God, all things work together for the good. Meaning, if Paul wanted to teach the people, let me teach you a lesson about our God. You ready? Remember Joseph. Amen? That's why we have the Old Testament stories. That's why Jesus always, do you know the Old Testament? Do you know what the scriptures say? Because listen, this is the story about the Bible. Listen, the last shall be first, the first shall be last. Before glorification, suffering. Before exaltation, humiliation. Before the crown, the cross. The object of God's providential care. So, Jacob sends Joseph again out in the field to find the brothers to report. They see him. Oh, look at the dreamer. He's coming. And they're so jealous. They're so far away from God. All they want to do is kill him. And they throw him in a pit. They don't kill him, but they sell him into slavery. And he becomes a slave. He's bought by Potiphar. And he shines for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he is a good servant. So good, he becomes second fiddle in Potiphar's house. And he's such a good servant, Potiphar trusts him. But then temptation comes his way. Sexual immorality. And he shines. He shines by running and fleeing from it. Yeah. And then he is falsely accused of rape. And he goes to prison. If anybody could have said, what's going on? But he doesn't. You know what he does in prison? He becomes such a good prisoner, an honor student in prison, that it is the warden who puts him second in charge, second fiddle in prison. And while he is in prison, who comes his way? Two people who are closest to Pharaoh, a cupbearer and a baker. And while in prison, he is so good to those two. He interprets their dreams. And he says to one, the cupbearer, just remember me. Just remember me. Those dreams come true. And the cupbearer forgets about him. Because life is back to normal. And he's doing so good. Later on, Pharaoh himself has a dream. And the cupbearer finally remembers, oh, there's Joseph. And Joseph comes and interprets that dream. 7 good years, 7 bad years. And guess what? The Pharaoh puts him as second fiddle under him. And he becomes a good servant of Pharaoh. He works for Pharaoh as if he's working for the Lord. Ever heard that before? And sure enough, after the 7 good years, 7 bad years, the brothers come for food. And Joseph, does he take revenge? No, he shines. He blesses them. He asks about the family. He sends them on their way. They come back the second time. He says, I want Benjamin to come. And eventually Jacob and the whole family comes to Egypt. Now, if anybody could have taken revenge, as Pharaoh would have done, Joseph could have, but he doesn't. He shines as one who forgives, one who loves, one who trusts in the Lord, one who says God is in charge. And he just keeps on going because he knows it all works for the good. And let me tell you else about Joseph. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, you know, nothing that happens to us is not given to us unless from heaven. We receive it from heaven. Why should we act as if everything we have is from us? And why should we boast about it? As if we didn't receive it from God, we did it ourselves. Joseph lives that way. It's all from God. And finally, you have that dramatic scene. Jacob dies. The 12 sons are gathered before Jacob, and they're thinking, now he's going to take revenge. Now you reap what you sow. We're going to get it. Genesis 50. Turn to it with me, would you? Genesis 50. The object of God's providential care. I'm going to start with verse 19. But Joseph said to them, do not fear, for am I in the place of God? God's been doing all this. God's in charge of my life. Whether I'm in prison, falsely accused, in a pit. As for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Do you see God's providential care in the life of Joseph? You should, and it should remind you that God's in charge of your life. And whatever you may be going through tonight, tomorrow, next week, may Joseph shine for you brightly as a wonderful example in Scripture. God works for the good for everyone who loves him. But more than that, I hope and pray you see Jesus also in this story. As I've said before, everything that happens in the Old Testament points forward to the coming of the Messiah. Was Jesus ever hated? This is Pilate. He brings Jesus before everyone. And Barabbas, which one do you want? Barabbas or Jesus? Give us Barabbas. Do you know what Pilate says when he goes in? He says they're jealous, Scripture tells us. Was Jesus ever thrown in a pit? Oh, yeah. Was Jesus ever falsely accused?
He said he would destroy this temple and raise it in 3 days.
We see the story and the life of Jesus. Listen to the words of Isaiah 53. We esteemed him not. Who's being talked about there? A man of sorrows, but by his wounds we are healed. Listen, the very brothers who wanted to kill Joseph was going to save them. And there's this dramatic scene where Joseph weeps over his brothers. I hope and pray you'll go home this week and read chapter 37 to 50, there's 13 chapters, beautiful stories about Joseph, but that dramatic scene where he weeps over his brothers because, right, they think he's gonna take revenge. And Joseph lived the life, vengeance is the Lord, not mine, and he weeps over his brothers. There's a dramatic scene where Jesus sees Jerusalem and he weeps over Jerusalem. And he forgives Jerusalem and all within. Now, Joseph had a coat of many colors, but Joseph shined for each and every one of us with many colors. May we relive the story of Joseph and say, wow, he shined like a prism for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in 2019, may each and every one of us shine for our God. The next time you're mistreated, the next time somebody hates you, a little jealous over you, the next time somebody's a little rude to you, somebody's outspoken, next time you get the raw end of a deal, the next time things don't go your way, stop, take a deep breath, step back. Remember Joseph and shine in whatever circumstance. Why? Because you know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob works for the good in your life. And he will never forsake you.